Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, May 9th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Putin celebrating Victory Day in Moscow. Pro-abortion activists target Catholic churches. COVID surging in some states. Tourists rank the best beaches in the USA. Also ahead, does President Biden understand American history? But first, millions of Russians marking Victory Day, the national holiday commemorates the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. 26 million Russians perished in that conflict. Vladimir Putin spending the day in Moscow presiding over a parade as his invasion of Ukraine falters. The UN now estimating as many as 10,000 Russian troops have been killed since the fighting in Ukraine began in February. Pro-abortion activists protesting at Catholic churches across the country. The uproar comes days after a leaked Supreme Court document suggests Roe v. Wade could be struck down in June. That decision would send the issue of abortion back to the states. It would not ban it. Another radical group called Ruth Sent Us is calling for protests at the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. A dangerous and fanatical move. Cases of COVID rising in some parts of the country. Infections up 250% in places like New York City and Los Angeles. Hospitalizations up 10% nationwide. The CDC believes new subvariants of COVID could infect another 100 million Americans by Christmas. Today, COVID has hit 82 million of us, causing at least 1 million deaths. A report from TripAdvisor reveals the country's top 25 beach destinations. Most of the good ones, or the best ones, can be found in Hawaii, California, and Florida. The best stretch of sand goes to Siesta Key, just south of Sarasota, Florida. Beautiful place. Other popular spots, Waikiki in Honolulu, Huntington Beach, south of L.A., and the Hamptons out on Long Island. Another top destination, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, for those willing to brave chilly waters and the occasional great white. In a moment, don't know much about history? Could be a problem. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Don't know much about history. Remember the Sam Cooke song? Well, if a teenaged Kamala Harris had been a student in my American history class, she would have flunked. Same thing for Joe Biden, although chalk wasn't even invented when he was in high school. Many of our leaders are clueless when it comes to how the United States was actually founded. Let's go back in time to when Tom Jefferson, Jemmy Madison, and Ben Franklin were figuring out exactly how a government by the people and for the people would work. Remember, there were no models. In Europe, the peasants had few rights and did what the kings told them to do or else. The American colonies were a divided bunch at first. In order to get all 13 to fight against England, compromises had to occur. Thus, slavery was not addressed in the Constitution, even though Massachusetts and other areas in the North believed it was wrong. Colonial leaders well understood that about 50% of the colonists would not oppose the English king, no matter what. So accommodations were made for those who would fight. Tom, Jemmy, and Ben did not want a powerful federal government because it would be too easy for an American king to emerge after we won the Revolutionary War and obliterate the Constitution. In addition, the three architects of our freedom feared a military coup. That's why the Second Amendment's in there, to guarantee folks would have the right to bear arms in case a dictator tried to seize power. Now, a memo to Ms. Kamala and Mr. Joe. The founders wanted the individual states to deal with all social issues like abortion. That's why the 10th Amendment was invented. It states that any policy not delegated, that means stated, in the Constitution should be handled by the states. Hello, Roe v. Wade. There is no citation for abortion or marijuana or gay marriage or most other personal matters in the Constitution. Therefore, those issues fall under state authority. Different strokes for different folks in the individual 50. However, if a state violates the constitutional rights of Americans, think Jim Crow laws, then the federal government has the power to stop the state from doing that, with force if necessary. In 1973, the Supreme Court legalized abortion throughout the United States, citing privacy. But there is no privacy guarantee in the Constitution. There's a private property provision, sorry Bernie Sanders, that allows citizens to live with outside intrusion in their domains as long as they don't violate the law. And another fact, with abortion rights, there is not just one individual, there's another presence within the domain. That would be the unborn fetus. And that's the controversy. Do Americans have the right under the Constitution to kill the unborn? In June, the Supreme Court is likely to rule 5-4 or 6-3 that each state has the authority to regulate abortion. And that's what will happen under our Constitution. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. Also, check out my new book, Killing the Killers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Red hot. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day, 1974, the House Judiciary Committee began formal hearings on the impeachment of President Richard Nixon. Exactly 3 months later, he would become the first commander-in-chief to resign from office. Here's what went down. 2 years earlier, 1972, a group of men were arrested at the Watergate Hotel complex in D.C. after breaking into the Democratic National Headquarters. The suspects had ties to the White House. President Nixon denied any direct involvement, but several staffers were eventually implicated in the crime. In July 73, members of Nixon's inner circle revealed the existence of secretly taped conversations between the president and his senior aides. Nixon refused to turn over the audio. He claimed the material was protected by executive privilege. A judge ordered the tapes to be turned over to federal investigators. The White House provided some, but not all, of the tapes, including one with a portion that was erased. On May 9, 1974, members of the House began impeachment hearings against Nixon. On July 27, two articles against the president were passed, one for abuse of power, the other for contempt of Congress. A week later, the White House complied with an order from the Supreme Court that it provide transcripts of the missing audio. The new evidence clearly showed President Nixon was involved in covering up the Watergate break-in. On August 9th, Nixon quit, becoming the first sitting president to voluntarily leave the office. And here is something else you might not know. It was another kind of tape that actually brought down Nixon. The burglars at the Watergate Hotel used duct tape and super glue to bypass security doors. An overnight guard saw the duct tape, then called the police. The rest, as they say, is history. The Watergate situation tore the country apart, but justice was finally done as Richard Nixon's reign came to an end. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.